Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. If you joined me in last month's program, you may wonder, does a man have to die to go to heaven? Let's study a passage of the Bible to answer that question. The passage is still in the first book of the Bible, Genesis. It starts in chapter 5, verse 21. When Enoch had lived 65 years, he became the father of Methuselah. And after he became the father of Methuselah, Enoch walked with God 300 years and had other sons and daughters. Altogether, Enoch lived 365 years. Enoch walked with God. Then he was no more, because God took him away. Here the Bible says Enoch was taken to heaven alive, and we know he is there with God today and forever. Why didn't Enoch go through death as his ancestors from Adam to Jared once did? This passage is not easy to understand, but help can be found in the New Testament. Let's turn to the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 5. By faith, Enoch was taken from this life, so that he did not experience death. He could not be found, because God had taken him away. For before he was taken, he was commended as one who pleased God. And without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists, and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. This New Testament passage tells us that Enoch pleased God by faith. Not only did he believe that God exists, but he was also sure that God rewards those who seek him. Not only had he that conviction, that is, faith, in his heart, but he also walked with God. At this point, one would wonder, what does walking with God mean? In the 300 years after the birth of his son, Methuselah, he had other sons and daughters. He obviously had to take care of his family. But the Bible clearly says Enoch walked with God 300 years, and this part of his life has a higher precedence than the other part had other sons and daughters. In order to see specifically what Enoch's walking with God was, let's have a closer look at what he did at the turning point of his life. When he was 65 years old, he gave birth to a son, and he named him Methuselah. The ancient peoples, like we Chinese nowadays, give their children names that carry what they believe in and what they hope for. For example, I was about to be born when my dad came to the U.S., so my parents named me Le Yuan, meaning the land of joy, because they saw, at that time, the U.S. as the land of joy. Now my family has been in the U.S. for many years. Did time change my parents' view of the U.S.? The answer is yes, but did they find the land of joy? Yes, they did. They found Jesus as their Savior and became citizens of heaven, the true and only land of joy. While my name doesn't mean much to people outside my family, the name Methuselah had a great impact on the whole human race. It means judgment will come after his death. What a strange name for Enoch to give to his precious firstborn son. But Enoch believed what God told him. The world of his time was increasingly evil. God was going to judge the world. Every time he called his son Methuselah, he knew the consequences of sin would be death. He taught his family to follow God. He also preached to other people. And exactly as Enoch preached, God judged the whole world in the year when Methuselah died. God sent the great flood over the entire earth. All men except Noah's family of eight were destroyed and buried under water. Let's read another passage from the New Testament, Jude, verse 14. Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men. See, the Lord is coming with thousands upon thousands of His holy ones, to judge everyone and to convict all the ungodly of all the ungodly acts that have done in the ungodly way, and of all the harsh words ungodly sinners have spoken against Him. These men are grumblers and fault finders. They follow their own evil desires. They boast about themselves and flatter others for their own advantage. Looking at the world we are in today, you certainly want to ask, will God judge and destroy this sinful world soon? The Bible's answer to this question is a clear yes. But don't be afraid, friend. Before that happens, Jesus, the sinless, perfect Son of God, came to us. He died on the cross, taking away your sins and mine. He rose up on the third day. He is up in heaven now, praying for us. He will come back to take up all who belong to Him. And then the final judgment will come. Friend, are you one of His own? If you want to become one of His people, simply call on His name, Lord Jesus, save me. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Will I be like Abel, who went to God through death, or will I be like Enoch without experiencing death? This I don't know, but one thing I know for sure, I'll be with the Lord God forever. Well, time is running out. Let's read one more passage from the book of Thessalonians, chapter 4, verse 13. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep, or to grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord Himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive, are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Yes, we may be Abel. Yes, we may be Enoch. Hallelujah. Amen. May the living word of God be in you. Bye-bye.